from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Man, I love some of this old Metallica. Yeah. Just gets me going, dude. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock here. The Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus.
Yes, thank you, General. Thank you to Reliant as well for being a part of this. I want to also thank Isaiah Cooper, who's out there listening to us. Isaiah is calling me out and tagging me with Diggs about, you know, what I'm talking about, you know, that I don't think Diggs works hard and all that stuff like that. I'm just kind of telling you what people are saying about the rehab. I hope
passing along the info.
I hope Diggs is ready, by the way. Yeah, and they show him running in the sand and all that stuff like that. I hope he's ready. They're going to need him.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to need him. There's a big question mark of that depth.
Diggs does not need to be standing over by us while we're watching practice. He needs to be out there practicing.
Getting after it.
He needs to. Him, Mozzie Smith, Luke Schoonmaker, all those guys. Everyone. But again, thank you, Isaiah Cooper, for tagging me in with Diggs and saying, you know, hey, I don't think he's ready.
Here's 15 seconds to tell the story of his entire last 11 months.
I think Isaiah Cooper likes to do that. He did the same thing when I mentioned that about Micah, and then the rest of the world also started talking about Micah.
Like this. Yeah.
So,
well, I know, it's just,
we got a lot of watchdogs out there. All we're doing is passing along information.
I am all for the watchdog. You know, I don't think I ever said I didn't think he would work hard. I just said there are some questions about some of the things that they've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's making progress, but we'll see. That was what I was told. And I worked over there 14 years, Isaiah. So just letting you know. Anyway, I got some questions for my guys, too.
Fire away.
I got some questions.
Let's do it.
I got some questions. Because, you know, we're getting close to camp. I'm excited about camp.
Oh, it's the best time of year.
I know when you guys, I mean, we go out there as a station. I'm looking forward to seeing who our show is, too, with our player show. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, hopefully be able to get that up.
Maybe Zach Martin?
Do we run it back with Zach?
I think Zach Martin.
Is the gob coming back?
I heard Zach liked being with us. Like, he liked being on the show. So I was positive because, man, you're kind of thinking with offensive linemen. Like Joe Looney. Remember we did the Joe Looney show.
Joe Looney.
Joe is so much fun.
Yeah, he was great.
And then, you know, Zach, and you're kind of thinking, oh, man, is this going to be good?
He was
good every week.
Well, our babies were born just days apart, and he was in the same NICU I was, just down the hallway.
Name.
Yeah,
we
got the same name.
Like it.
Yeah. Two peas in a pod over here.
I had concerns about Zach, though, to be honest. I mean, he's always so businesslike, and he's kind of a grump, you know, when you're...
He told some really good stories.
Yeah, he did, and we just showed a different part of his personality that we usually don't see.
He sure did, and I can say you always worry about that because you want the player to have fun.
Yeah.
You want him to be enjoying being on with you.
Yeah.
And so, it's a big chore, but I mean, he was great, and we'll see how that all plays out. We'll be out there at camp before you know it. Zach.
Yes.
If Trey Lance is not good enough, would you not carry a third quarterback?
Yeah, if he's not good enough, the issue is I think I would.
Just for roster manipulation and stuff. Maybe you're going to have to carry another position.
Because of how much now I value the draft, it would be so hard to just do that because I spent a fourth round pick on him. But if he's no good, he's going to be gone after this year anyway. So ultimately, if there was another player that was on the chopping block that I really felt could help our team, I would move on, yeah.
How about you there?
Lost a lot of confidence in this, by the way he was throwing the ball at OTAs and minicamp. The fact he did not get on the field last year, I'm already heading in that direction. I just wonder the logistics of it. I guess the roster bonus and the base salary is going to compound on you pretty good. They're biting a pretty good bullet. I hope that they can figure out a way to get some good play out of him here in the preseason to revive my confidence in him.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get a text or something here from somebody telling me, well, he's the third quarterback no matter what kind of a thing. But, if you start to think about roster spots, if they try and go long at, they try and go long at running back, they're going to try and go long at wide receiver. They might try and go long at tight end. You only got so many spots. So, if you're just carrying a third quarterback, just to be carrying a third quarterback,
it's not a very good use of the roster spots.
Well,
they've gone
with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but
you got the emergency quarterback.
You got the emergency one, but you could keep him on the practice squad and elevate him and do stuff like that, yeah. I believe. They have certain elevations.
I guess there you're just opening it up for a risk of somebody else to pluck him off.
I think he has to be on the 53 for you to use him as the emergency quarterback.
Okay.
So, but you got, like I say, you've got Hunter Lipke, you've got some position. You've got some guys that are like extra players that you might want to keep.
Offensive linemen.
Yeah. Be a really good example of that for sure. All right. Gavin.
Yeah.
Marquise Bell was a linebacker last year for you. He had to play out of necessity as a linebacker. Is Marquise Bell good enough to be a starting safety for you on this team?
Yeah, considering how safety play went last year, I think I would be most excited about Marquise Bell stepping in there.
Yeah, I tell you what, how about you, Wooly Boy?
I think he could end up being a better player than Donovan Wilson, personally, because I think that he probably has a little bit more coverage ability. Now, that's something we haven't really gotten to see because he's been not playing safety, he's been playing linebacker. But to me, he would have been a perfect replacement if Dan Quinn was still here to slide into that Jaron Curse role. Now, Mike Zimmer, I don't know that he's going to be running quite the same system, obviously.
Right.
But I do think Marquise Bell certainly has the ability to be a starting player at safety.
Yeah, the thing with I look at Bell, and the only thing keeping me from thinking that he might be a starting safety opposite, say, if it's Hooker or, maybe he takes Hooker's job. The only thing keeping me from saying with definite yes is I need to see him cover.
Yeah.
I mean, how much have we seen him play coverage? I've seen Wanye Thomas play coverage, and I think he's competing. I think Wilson, Thomas, Bell, I think all those guys are competing for a spot as the starter. And I just, if you told me that I could see Bell play coverage and show range and, maybe match up against, he's a shorter guy. I don't know how much you want him covering tight ends and things like that. But his toughness, his smarts, the things that
he showed instincts too.
He showed a lot of instincts too. The one thing we've always talked about with Mike Zimmer is Zimmer's going to play smart guys. And Malik Hooker, I was so glad Malik Hooker came out and talked about that about with Mike Zimmer. You mess up once, okay. Mess up twice, you're going to be standing over there next to him.
Yeah.
And that's something I know about Mike, and I've said that a bunch.
What do you think Mike will think about Donovan Wilson's game?
I think he'll probably like Donovan Wilson's ability to hit.
He's just such a downhill player.
Downhill player, but I don't think he has great instincts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets lost in coverage and the angles that he takes. And I was really excited about Donovan Wilson.
Me too.
Yeah. But I think some of the reasons of why he slid to the sixth round out of A&M, they've now started to materialize here later in his career.
Yeah, if you go back and watch the Arizona game, some of those plays that you had to make in the alley, the read option stuff that they were dealing with, that he took some, and I don't think there's times where you see everybody else moving and you see him stationary.
He gets stuck.
And so, Mike is going to play guys that have instinct, that know, okay, football intelligence and move when they're supposed to move. So I think there's going to be some competition there at that safety position. All right, Gavin.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you more worried about the run game or the passing game, say CeeDee Lamb doesn't sign?
I'm much more worried about the run game. Tragic last year. I think Tony Pollard fell off. I think it's, a situation where a great running back could make it respectable, but they don't have anything close to that. You need a really tremendous rookie year from your two offensive linemen in order to make this halfway decent. Mm-hmm. I think their run game will probably be bottom five in the league, and I think their passing game will probably still be top 10.
Without Lamb?
Well, without Lamb signing, he's still going to be on the roster, yeah. Right? He's not going to hold out all year. He just might be frustrated is the way I took that question.
Yeah. I think if he were not to sign.
Oh, he's off the team?
He's off the if he were not to sign.
Ooh. If he does hold out.
Yeah.
If he says, hey, I'm just not showing up.
Yeah.
I think they'd still outperform the running game with their passing game. Ferguson and Cooks would figure out a way to get enough done.
Yeah, I still would lean with the running game because of Ferguson and Cooks, even though you're in a whale of trouble there. I mean, this team ends up looking like I think you're going to end up in the top 10 of the draft, personally, yeah. If that's the case. I am confident that I think Guyton and Beebe, or even a Hoffman,
yeah.
I think their strengths are going to be run blocking. So I think there is a chance that your run blocking line is better than it was last year.
Yep.
That's what they're going to have to bank on, because right now that running back room leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, Pro Football Focus, I mean, they're not the end-all be-all for analysis. There's some things they do really, really well, but they ranked you as the 32nd best running back room in the league.
Wow.
Is what they did. I mean, you are dead balls last.
You don't have a true RB1.
Yeah.
I mean, and with all due respect to Zeke, he's just not that at this stage of his career.
You'll get a runner. You'll get a good offensive line. But I think the most important thing is that the coaching staff evolves, and they need to pay attention to San Francisco that lacks a great offensive line. Yes, they have McCaffrey, but it's the play design that allowed them to have a lot of success even before McCaffrey.
I think they'll run the ball better if they figure out the tight end situation. I think that really hurt them last year. I think this offensive line could be good. If their point of attack blocking with their tight ends is not good, they will find...
Can anybody other than Scooney do that?
Brevin Spanford,
yeah,
the Minnesota kid.
That's the thing that you're going to have to hope for, that somebody out of this group... Scooney, it was... I've scouted a lot of players in my day, and I really thought he was going to step in and immediately be plug and play as a run blocking guy.
Too hurt.
He wasn't even close to where he was at Michigan. And if you could get a Spanford or you could get Schoonmaker and those guys, and then allow Ferguson just to be more of that guy that just catches passes, then they'll find a way to be better at the running game. But until then, man, I do have my questions about them running the ball. Especially with the group of guys that they have right now.
Right on. There he is, Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. NFL News of the Day coming up next. Wolchuk, what do you got?
Trash talk, sports bars, and could this player be an upgrade for the Cowboys? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.